doesn't work.
And symptom.
So on that subject of foliar feeding, you know, compost tea has really become a hot topic of discussion, and there is some controversy around it. Talk about the compost tea specifically.
Okay, well, and compost tea, for those people that don't know, really kind of started centuries ago, and this would have been people just taking their compost pile and perhaps putting some into a muslin bag and putting into a bucket of water and then using that as a fertilizer solution outside or maybe on their plants inside. And that got modified a couple decades ago with aeration. So you would have the compost and you would have a pump system where you would continually aerate, and you would get an aerated compost tea. And that's what is you know, the big fad right now in terms of either making your own or having someone supply it. And the problem with it is that there really isn't any science to justify using it for anything. So there's no evidence that it helps in terms of fertilizing. It's a pretty weak fertilizer solution. And there's no evidence that says that it works well for combating disease on leaves, which is one of the reasons that it initially was being touted. And there's actually been quite a bit of research on that last topic. If you use that, the old-fashioned stuff, the stuff that costs you nothing to make, that you just stick into a bucket of water, there does tend to be some microbes in there that have disease-fighting properties. There's been some science behind that, looking at those few microbes. And I would see that probably in the future, if we can figure out those best microbes, that they could be isolated, they could be grown, they could be put into a powder form, and then you could just reconstitute and spray. And that might be great. But those same microbes aren't found in the aerated compost tea. So it tends to sometimes work, sometimes not. And, you know, when you're doing scientific testing, it has to be repeatable. Mm. And if you can't get repeated effects, then it's just not scientifically sound. Mm. So that's been the problem for a lot of people doing the work. And there's been a lot of scientists who really would like to see it work. I think all of us would. It's a nice natural method. But they're being objective. They're doing their repeated testing, and it just is not repeatable. Jeez. So, yeah, I know. So what I tell people is, you know, if it doesn't hurt anything, I mean, it costs you some energy. It's not exactly as green as you might like it, because you're constantly running an electric pump. But if it makes you happy using it, there's nothing wrong with it. The only thing I wouldn't do is drink it, because oftentimes I know people that do,
wow.
No joke, that they actually swear by the stuff and they will drink it. But a lot of these composts can be contaminated with E. coli,
yeah.
And it really is not a good thing to drink. So as I said, use it if it makes you feel good. But it's just one of those things that's, you know, kind of more for you than it is for anything else.
And on the subject of the teas, you hear about manure tea as well. Can you just clarify the difference? And there are some more, there's even some broader issues that aren't so good with manure tea in, as it relates to potential health risk.
Yeah, the manure teas, depending on where they come from, they can carry a lot of pathogens like the E. coli I mentioned, or salmonella and some of the other things that you certainly wouldn't want to get in your system. And especially spraying these onto food plants would be a really bad idea, because those microbes will just stay right there. And it's very possible that a lot of these food poisonings that get reported could be due to either, you know, improperly composted manures or manure teas. We just don't know.